At a first glance, the two religions that look as if they would lead towards our modern world are Christianity and Buddhism. They were both ethical religions, putting a great stress on personal behavior and on behaving well towards other people. And yet, one of them, Christianity, did lead towards technology and science, and one of them, Buddhism, didn't. So why was this difference? Well, in the case of Christianity, the aim of a Christian was to shape the world around him, to bring it into line with his own spiritual needs and the needs of God. So he interfered in the practical world, inventing gadgets and tools and modifying and using animals and plants as his servants to praise God. On the other hand, Buddhists looked inwards towards themselves, and they tried to bring their inner self into harmony with an outside world. So they reflected the world. They weren't there to change it or modify it. And so one became a practical tool for changing this material world and led into our modern world, whereas the religions of Asia, Japan, China, and Nepal and Tibet reflected and calmly observed this outside world. When we think about the last 10,000 years and the great technologies that have altered our world, we tend to think of practical things. But just as important as things like hoes and plows and wheels and steam engines and so on, are things of the spirit and the mind. And this is where the great religions play their part. If you think about those 10,000 years, there have been two great religious revolutions. The first one was the change from tribal religions to state religions. For example, in Egypt, the great state religions of Egypt. And this occurred probably about 4,000 or 5,000 BC. And for a long time, you just had great centralized religious dominance. And then, in a strange change, which no one quite understands, about 600 BC, suddenly the whole world shifted on its axis in its religions, and you had simultaneously in China, Confucius, in India and Nepal, the Buddha, in the Middle East, the great Old Testament prophets like Isaiah, and in Greece, the great philosophers like Plato. And they all suddenly shifted religion from basically a state worship towards an inner illumination in which you get a tension between this world and another world which is perfect and against which you measure yourself. And many people think that out of this tension and contradiction which still afflicts us came much of our restlessness and our desire to modify our world. And so it may be that great axial age which has shaped the preconditions which led into our modern world. One of the unexpected effects of writing was that it may have made it possible to invent God. Of course, in many tribal societies they had little gods and godlings, but they were the gods of each community and they differed from place to place. Now suddenly you had a medium, writing, which not only externalized truth, so the word was outside the individual and could be spread by priests, but it also led to a great deal of confidence that there really was a truth that lasted forever and ever. So it's just at the time of the invention of writings that the world religions start.
Bring it back in again. That's a good, perfect position.
Yep, I'm lining it.
Okay, take it out.
Is it? Just the top of the
center.
Close your eyes, I think.
Close my eyes.